Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hey there. Need a breather from the breaking news? Then you're in the right place. Each Saturday, we focus on stories that remind us of the good stuff happening. You know, the kind of stuff that brings a smile to your face. In Arkansas, a legally blind man used to walk 5 miles to work every day until his neighbors lent a helping hand.
It's just the golden rule, treat people the way you want to be treated, and it helps the world become a better place.
Plus, the human-to-goat ratio on a small island in Italy is so out of control, the mayor is calling in reinforcements. From CNN, I'm Krista Bowe, and this is 5 Good Things. Incredible adventures await for 94-year-old Joy Ryan and her grandson Brad, a year after she became the oldest person to visit all 63 U.S. national parks. The grandma-grandson duo's journey started 8 years ago with a visit to the Great Smoky Mountains National Park.
I guess I got tired of just sitting on the front porch and seeing the same little town, and he offered me an escape, and so I said yes and packed my suitcase.
Now they're embarking on a new challenge together, visiting all 7 continents. And they're about halfway there. They just got back from South America after hitting Africa and North America, and they want to hit Australia next, and eventually Antarctica.
We think of the limitations that come with getting older, but really there's so many possibilities. And I've seen my grandma aging in reverse. And I think the key to the fountain of youth is challenging yourself physically, mentally.
Brad and Grandma Joy are savoring every moment they have together, especially since a family rift caused them to lose touch for 10 years.
It's been a real blessing to see my grandmother challenging herself and proving that you're never too old to try something new.
Look what I've got to enjoy that I never would have seen if I had stayed on that front porch.
A community in Cabot, Arkansas has come together to make sure a 57-year-old legally blind man no longer has to walk to work every day.
It's roughly 5 miles door-to-door, about a 2-hour walk on a good day.
Bill Michaleski, known as Mr. Bill, works the overnight shift at Walmart. On his walk to work a few years ago, Christy Conrad stopped and offered him a ride.
I pulled over. I'd noticed him a couple times before, and, you know, I just really felt led to give him a ride. So we've been friends ever since.
In February, Christy noticed others in town trying to make sure Mr. Bill had a lift too. So that's when she decided to start Mr. Bill's Village, a Facebook group that grew to 6,000 followers to coordinate who's taking Bill to work and when.
I know there's a lot of good people in this world. I just didn't know there was that many that would be interested in what's going on in my life.
You better our life while we better your life.
Uh-huh.
Bill almost always gets a lift now.
It's just the golden rule. Treat people the way you want to be treated, and it helps the world become a better place.
People from all over the world donate to Mr. Bill's Village now, even sending money for his dinners.
He eats good.
Keelan and Hannah Blackwell are not only planting flowers on the south side of Chicago, but sowing seeds of hope in the community.
Every bloom that we send out, we want people to hold it and to realize there's so much more to that. So these are flowers that empower.
The husband and wife run Chicago Eco House. They turn vacant lots into beautiful, sustainable flower gardens. And the nonprofit employs at-risk youth to grow and sell the flowers and to help keep them away from gangs and guns. Their flower shop, Southside Blooms, is part of their operation in Chicago's predominantly Black neighborhood of Inglewood.
Flowers, we do feel like, has that potential to really bring a lot of healing and a lot of peace and prosperity to our neighborhoods. My personal goal for each and every one of our youth is to really have them, you know, achieve some level of stability.
16-year-old Armani Hopkins has been working at Southside Blooms for more than 2 years now and told me this is way more than just a job to her.
I learned what a community feels like, what it's meant to be supported by your community, and also how to be confident.
Southside Blooms has big plans to expand. And with Mother's Day coming up, they'll be able to ship flower orders nationwide for the first time. If you've ever gotten a tattoo, you might be surprised to learn that prehistoric humans may have felt your pain. That's because the way we get inked now might not have been that different from how it was done thousands of years ago. Otzi the Iceman has the oldest known tattoos in human history, 61 of them to be exact. Hikers found his remains in the Alps in 1991, where he'd been frozen for more than 5,000 years. Archaeologists previously thought these tattoos were sliced into his skin, but a new study published in the European Journal of Archaeology suggests his tattoos were poked into his skin with a single-point puncture tool, kind of like what you see today. An Italian mayor is calling on literally anyone and everyone to come help take care of their goat problem. We'll tell you all about it after a quick break. But before we go, can't get enough of all this goodness? Well, then you've got to sign up for CNN's The Good Stuff newsletter for a weekly dose of more uplifting news and cute animal videos straight to your inbox every Saturday. You can find the link to sign up in our show notes. We'll be right back. A small, remote island off of Sicily's northern coast in Italy has so many goats, the mayor is giving them away to anyone who can catch them. CNN's Taylor Galgano's here with us. Hey, Taylor.
Hey.
So how many goats are roaming around here?
So the story goes that a farmer set these goats free on the island of Alicudi about 20 years ago. And they typically like to have about 100 of them. You know, figure about one goat for every person that lives there. But lately, Krista, these goats have reproduced at a ridiculous rate. At one point, there was like 600 of them running around the island.
600? That sounds like mayhem.
Yeah, and they're obviously adorable, but they've also invaded homes, ruined parks, basically eaten whatever they could find. So to deal with this goat situation, the mayor launched the Adopt-a-Goat program. Basically, anyone who wants a goat gets a goat. You don't even need to know anything about raising them. You just have to get it off the island yourself.
Okay, so you get a goat, you get a goat, you get a goat. Any takers?
Dozens already. I know one was a nearby goat cheese farmer.
Okay, not gonna lie, I'm intrigued. I don't know if I could actually catch one, but do you think you could?
I mean, I'm pretty good with animals, so maybe.
Okay.
But imagine the thought of me trying to get a goat through customs at JFK.
I honestly can't. All right, that's all for now. Join us tomorrow for the next edition of One Thing. CNN's Paula Reed joins host David Rind to break down everything you need to know about the first criminal trial against former President Donald Trump set to start next week. Five Good Things is a production of CNN Audio. This episode was produced by Taylor Galgano and me, Krista Bowe. Our senior producer is Fez Jamil. Greg Peppers is our supervising producer. Matt Dempsey is our production manager. Dan DeZula is our technical director. And Steve Lichtai is the executive producer of CNN Audio. We get support from Joey Salvia, Haley Thomas, Alex Manasseri, Robert Mathers, John Dianora, Lainey Steinhardt, Jameis Andrist, Nicole Pesaru, and Lisa Namarau. Special thanks to AJ Willingham, David Allen, and Katie Hinman. Thanks for listening. Till next time.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.